This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, al-Wahid al-Ahad. Al-Fard al-Samad al-Ladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Alhamdulillah. Hayyun la yamut. Wal-anamu yamutun. Wal-khalqu kulluhum yamut. Wa ashadu an la ilaha illa hu. Wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashadu anna nabiyana Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. بعثه الله رحمة للعالمين بشيرا ونذيرا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد Dear respected brothers and sisters I was planning to talk about a topic, a particular topic but I am sure because all of us are aware of the demise of the Queen we need to reflect upon her death and we need to take number of lessons. First of all, my dear brothers and sisters, before we jump into any topic, we need to reflect upon the death in of itself. The death in of itself. And the death, subhanallah, my dear brothers and sisters, is the biggest challenge Allah Jalla wa Ala challenged humanities. Kings, queens, dignitarians, rich people, poor people, strong people, nations, challenged everyone. Subhanallah. قُلْ فَدْرَعُوا عَنْ أَنفُسِكُمُ الْمَوْتَ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ Protect yourself against death. Show me. Show me. Anyone who can protect himself against death. There is no one. There is no one who can protect himself against death. And even, subhanallah, in the hadith, Allah Jalla wa Ala, on the day of resurrection, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, on the day of resurrection, Allah Jalla wa Ala commands everyone to die, including the angel that takes the life of human beings. Allah Jalla wa Ala will order him to die. And then Allah Jalla wa Ala says, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ Who has the power today? The dominion of this today? The kingdom? Who is the real king? No one is there. No one is there. And he answers himself, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ It is for Allah. The one, Al-Qahhar, the one who overcomes everything and anything. And no one can overpower him, Jalla wa Ala. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ Allah Jalla wa Ala, is it challenging? Everyone, where are you? Where are the tyrants? Where are the kings? Where are the queens? Where are those who used to oppress others? Where are those who believe that there is no God? Where are the atheists? Where are the Muslims? Where are the Christians? Where is everyone? There is no one. He commanded them to die, all of them. And then he answers himself. Brothers and sisters, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ We have not respected and valued Allah Jalla wa Ala as He should be respected. We do not understand who Allah is. The magnificence of Allah, the greatness of Allah, the majesty, the real majesty that belongs to Allah Jalla wa Ala. This is a huge lesson, my dear brothers and sisters. That's why Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned death a lot. And He commanded us to remember death. Because the person might become arrogant. And that's why Allah, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَأَنْتَ الْحَيُّ الَّذِي لَا تَمُوتُ You are the only one who has the real hayah, the real life, that you do not die. And والخلق كلهم يموتون. Everyone else dies. سبحان الله العظيم. So, and by the way, death is the biggest ni'mah, is one of the biggest ni'mahs, one of the biggest bounties that Allah Jalla Ala has given us. Because imagine a human being doesn't see death. Tyrants do not die. People, rich people do not die. Atheists do not die. What will happen? They will become arrogant. They will become arrogant. Fir'aun, he believed that he doesn't die, and then Allah Jalla Ala took his life easily. This is a huge lesson. Death, my dear brothers and sisters, is the biggest reminder for all of us. This is the first lesson, that we need to remember death. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَكْثِرُ مِنْ ذِكْرِ هَذِي مِنْ لَذَّاتِ. Remember death a lot. Why? In the other narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, because it strikes the balance in your life. If you are depressed, devastated, living very difficult life, you remember that this will come to an end. You will be relaxed, subhanallah. Because you know that we will go to Allah Jalla wa Ala, the most merciful. And if you are careless about your life, then you remember death, what will happen? You will bring yourself to the reality and you will say, I better sort out myself because I will die one time. Subhanallah. This is the first important lesson. Of course, we can talk a lot about death. Then the second lesson is, subhanallah, the queen died 96 years of age, mashallah. Her husband, Prince Philip, died when he was almost 100 years. And they have under their disposal anything they want in terms of medicine, in terms of healthy food, in terms of healthy practices, in terms, maybe they don't have, Allahu A'lam, they don't have problems in their lives. However, all of this doesn't protect anyone against death. What about the wealth that they have? She's one of the most wealthiest people on earth. What about the gold, the jewelry, the palaces? Will not protect anyone against death. Subhanallah, once Sahl ibn Sa'd, one of the companions, said, the angel Jibreel came down, subhanallah, with a strange message. He said, Ya Muhammad, ajib, very strange. Oh Muhammad, عِشْ مَا شِئْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مَيِّتْ. Live. How long you want to live? You will die. You will die. 100 years? 200 years? 300 years? No one lives 200 years. You will die. وَحْبِبْ مَنْ شِئْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مُفَارِقُ. Love whoever you want to love. Love anyone who you want to love. You will leave him or leave her. And then, subhanallah, look at this. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ شَرَفَ الْمُؤْمِنِ قِيَامُهُ بِاللَّيْلِ. The honor of the believer, the real honor of the believer, is not the wealth, is not the power, is not anything but قِيَامُهُ بِاللَّيْلِ, establishing night prayer, doing ibadah for Allah Jalla Ala during night. Why? Because after death, this is the only thing that will help you. That is the only thing will help you. وَأَلَمْ أَنَّ شَرَفَ الْمُؤْمِنِ قِيَامُهُ بِاللَّيْلِ وَعِزُّهُ اسْتِغْنَاؤُهُ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Very powerful message, subhanallah. Very precise. And the might of the Muslim, not even the wealth, not the power, actually to be self-sufficient. You don't need people, subhanallah. This is another important lesson, my dear brothers and sisters, for all of us. Another important lesson, subhanallah, my dear brothers and sisters. There are so many lessons to be taken. Wallahi, when I was reading what the BBC have said They started, first of all, to talk about the arrangements of death. Because there are so many arrangements. On the first day, this will happen. The second day, this will happen. The third day, the fourth day, within 10 days, etc. And then she will be buried with her husband, Prince Philip, who was not buried. And I was looking at that and I said, Subhanallah, we as Muslims, when we hear that so-and-so died, what will be the first thing we will say? We will say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, a reminder for ourselves. And the second thing we will say, may Allah have rahmah on him. It is wallahi one, the biggest ni'mah for you, my dear brother, my dear sister. Tell all those youngsters who lost confidence in their religion. Tell them that it is the biggest ni'mah to be Muslim when you die. Before people are talking about who will be second, who will take your money, who will inherit your money, who will do this and that. The first thing people will say, may Allah have rahmah on him. You will be in the most terrible situation in your grave, and then all of a sudden, showers of mercy from Allah Jalla wa Ala will come to protect you against the angels of Adab, against any kind of punishment. Why? Because people said, oh Allah, have rahmah on this person. Wallahi, this is so much big ni'mah. Does any religion have this, my dear brothers and sisters? In Christianity, in Judaism, in Buddhism, in Hinduism, in any other religion, let alone those who are really poor, the atheists, because they don't believe in anything. So the person will die, they think that he just vanished. Alhamdulillah that we are Muslims. Immediately we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Oh Allah, have rahmah on him. Another lesson, subhanallah. The arrangements of death from an Islamic perspective. Very simple, very straightforward. Even the kings, if their countries follow the Quran and Sunnah, they just bury them in a very maybe simple clothes, very simple janazah. Yes, people will go behind them, maybe thousands or millions of people, Allah knows how many. But it is very simple. They will be buried in a simple grave, just, and that's it. No cost incurred, no luxury janazah, because the person died. The person died. He will not benefit from this. Who is going to benefit or who is going to suffer? The people who are living after that person. But the person died. That's it. Simple janazah. That's it. This is another big ni'mah of Islam. Another big ni'mah of Islam. Now, those who are mourning the death of the queen, yeah, they might send their tributes. They might come with flowers. And that's it. But look for a person who passed away in Islam. First of all, you will make dua for him immediately. Then the second him, we will honor him by washing his body and perfuming his body. And then putting him in a coffin. And then bring him in front of the people to pray janazah on him. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that any person, yeah, three lines or number of people prayed janazah for him and they intercede for him before Allah jalla wa ala, except Allah jalla wa ala will accept their intercession for him. What an honor. And then you will be buried. And when you are buried, people will gather around your grave and they will make dua for you. The angels will come down, as the Prophet ﷺ said. They will ask you, who is your Lord? Who is your prophet? Who is your Lord? Who is your prophet? What is your deen? And we make dua that, oh Allah, make this person firm and able to answer those questions. A huge ni'mah. No religion has this. No religion except the Islam, except Islam. Then after that, what else? What else? We encourage people to give sadaqah on his behalf. So they will give sadaqah. And the sadaqah will benefit him while he is on his, well, while he is on his grave. This is a huge ni'mah. People will remember him and will say, oh Allah, forgive him. Even after 1,000 years, still people will say, oh Allah, forgive him. We say, first of all, of course, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we say, Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Rasulillah. But Abu Bakr, we say, Allah, oh Allah, forgive him. How many millions of people making dua to Abu Bakr, or for Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, for Umar ibn al-Khattab, for Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, for Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, for the Imams, for Imam Abu Hanifa radiyallahu anhu, for Imam Malik, for Imam Shafi'i, for Imam Ahmad, for others. And that all will benefit them. Subhanallah. And even if they have done anything in this dunya for the sake of Allah Jalla wa'ala, they established a hospital, but for the sake of Allah Jalla wa'ala, not for the sake of fame. Anyone who benefits from that, will a reward will come to them. Anybody who builds a masjid, people will pray in that masjid, he will benefit from that. This doesn't exist in any religion apart from Islam. So say Alhamdulillah that Allah Jalla wa'ala guided us to this great religion, the religion of Islam. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن نبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله بعثه الله رحمة للعالمين بشيرا ونذيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. الله جل وعلا says in the Quran, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. Oh you who believe, fear Allah جل وعلا and look what you have prepared for the day, for the second life. Prepare for that. My dear brothers and sisters, every single one of you should ask himself always this question: what did I do for my akhirah? What did I do? What am I doing? Do I have big projects in my life for my akhirah? So when I die, still I will have reward coming to me in my grave? Am I doing these days things that will help me in my akhirah? Or am I just living as a heedless person? Am I just worried about the dunya to collect money? This is a huge lesson. Where are the millions the queen has left? Can she take him? Can she take those millions to her grave? Can she take anything? Can any human being take anything to his grave? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if the son of Adam dies, all his actions will come to an end. Except what? Except if he has children, they will make dua for him. Some scholars said, even if he has other people to make dua for him, that will continue. Or knowledge that he passed to people, so people are benefiting from his knowledge. Or sadaqah that he has given, any amount of sadaqah. So ask yourself, brothers, ask yourself, sisters, when I die and my deeds come to an end, do I have these three and the extensions of those three that will help me in my grave? Why are we running behind the dunya? I have one house, No, I want to have another house. I have one car, I want to have another car. Or even if I don't house, all what I think, subhanAllah, look at so many people, my dear brothers and sisters, all what they think of is to collect money to build a house. I wish if they were worried about building a house in Jannah. All what they are worried about is to collect money to have a house. And then you ask them, and then what? You say, you live there, you relax. And then what? Then that's it. No, not that's it. People say, that's it, think that life will stop at that moment. No, you will go to your house. If you go to your house, how many people we know that they purchased houses or they built houses, and before they live in those houses, they died. Even if you live there, you will relax for 1 year, 2 years, 10 years. After that, you will have this illness. You have that problem. Your children have problems. You might lose your children. You might lose your wife. And even after that, you will lose your life. And then you go to Allah Jalla wa'ala, you check, what have you done? Have you built houses for yourself in Jannah? Have you built your grave, which you will be living in your grave for thousands and thousands and thousands of years? People say, yes, we need to do something for our dunya. I say to them, okay, fine. And you need to do something for your akhirah. Yes or no? Because you are going to live here, you are going to live there. This is a wise person will say this, not the person who wants to argue. And you need to work for your akhirah, as one of the early scholars said, work for your akhirah, prepare for your akhirah according to the length you are going to live in it. And work for your dunya according to the length that you are going to live in it. Of course, there is no comparison between how long you will live in this dunya and how long you will live in the akhirah. And subhanAllah, finally, my dear brothers and sisters, حتى إذا جاء أحدهم الموت قال رب ارجعون لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم يبعثون. When you will be on your deathbed, you will beg Allah جل وعلا to have one more minute in order to do some good deeds. Brothers and sisters, Allah Jalla Ala is giving us now minutes and hours and days. We should make the most of our time. May Allah Jalla Ala make us among those who reflect upon death. And may Allah Jalla Ala make us among those who repent. And may Allah Jalla Ala forgive us for our ignorance. May Allah Jalla Ala choose for this country the best. May Allah Jalla Ala choose for all of us the best, what benefits us. May Allah Jalla Ala protect us from any harm. May Allah Jalla Ala forgive us for our shortcomings. My dear brothers and sisters, don't forget that this is the day of Jum'ah, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is the best of your days. Increase sending salah and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man tabi'ahu bi ihsan ila yawm al-din.
Ya aashiq al-jinani wal-fawz wal-ghanima, fakhudh hadhi al-ma'ani basitatan azeema. الدين بالأخلاق بالجود والعزيمة بالحب والوفاق حياتنا كريمة.
ينسى بها الإنسان حياته الكريمة ويفقد الإحسان.